It is 2:35, and we got a bit. I got here on run sheet says bit.
You know, I heard the Musers discussing Tiny Tim this morning after we talked about it on Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Why has Tiny Tim become a... talked about it because we talked about it?
No, maybe it was his death day or something, but...
Really? There's another Tiny Tim thing? All right.
They were talking about it this morning, and I feel like I might need a report.
Because like, who is this?
I could not stop thinking about this weekend. This was actually a part of our culture, and not like a...
Is it a bit?
...subgenre. I need someone to explain this to me.
I don't really know either. It was a bit before my time. Like, but I know about him from reading, and it was some kind of a... Yeah, pop culture phenomenon.
It feels like it's got some parallels to, like, today's version of Old Town Road almost.
Hey!
Yeah, but this is a good song.
This is, hey. Yeah, this is better.
No.
All this slander. Okay, yeah, so I woke up...
He plays like a ukulele.
I woke up on Saturday morning after... You know the harbinger of sickness to come is whenever you feel the back of the throat. And on, I
yeah,
say
and then you're like, okay, is this something that's going to quickly move through?
Right,
am like I, a cold front, or
my allergies are spazzing.
Could this be
lately?
The next week and a half?
Yeah, and yeah. I'm thinking it might be time to become allergy shot guy because it's just getting worse and worse every year. And so it started out like Thursday, Friday. I'm like, man, I don't feel right. And then by about Saturday afternoon, I actually didn't feel bad anymore, but my voice was shot, completely shot. So going to go watch the Stars game with people, and I'm trying to yell, and all you just hear is just nothing. The annoyingness. To the point where on Sunday, yesterday, my wife just said, you know, stop talking. I'm really tired of trying to fight through what you have going on over there. Mainlining tea since then. And
tea with honey?
Tea with honey and cinnamon and all sorts of...
I don't know if that stuff actually works, but it seems like a cool way to combat something.
Yeah, and you know, the other one, when my mom got over there this morning to watch the kids, she said, well, have you gargled salt water yet? Because that was a big one when we were growing up.
I've done that,
but
I also don't know if
any of this works. Yeah. It just feels very wide.
Like, stand on your head and
hold
an egg.
In fact, this morning it was much, much worse. And I thought, man, like, I'm filling in with Dan today. Do I need to call in? Well, I've already used all my sick days for the kid, so I kind of thought, you know what, whatever. I don't feel bad at all. I feel great.
I know, but you know I do hate if somebody gets me sick because they wanted to be tough guy.
Well, it wasn't so much that I wanted to be tough guy.
We have
guys.
A bad industry for that.
Yeah, we do.
We have an industry that does not support you staying home if you feel a little bit off.
Yeah, for sure. But I really don't feel that off at all. I feel great. My voice was gone. It started to come back, but this morning I thought, you know... If I'm going to go force people to fight through my voice today, I would like to present and relive some of my favorite voice cracks in ticket history.
All right.
Building towards one that I believe is among the most underrated pieces of audio that we possess. Of course, this gold came from, I believe, back on Sunday mornings when Sean and I were doing the Shake Joint and Justin Montemayor was our regular ticker man. And he was going through it one morning.
Rajon Rondo is coming off his best outing since joining Dallas in Boston on Friday. He had 29 points.
My favorite one about favorite thing about that is that he backs it up with a reset.
Friday. Friday.
I believe in the same morning, he also gave us this.
And the Mavs are also in action today. They're in Cleveland taking on the Cavs.
Oh, he doesn't hit the second time either.
No, the second time he bounces right off the aircraft carrier again.
Cavs. And the Mavs are also in action today. They're in Cleveland taking on the Cavs. The Cavs.
That is gold. And then I believe one Sunday morning when Mino and Justin were hosting together. He bequeathed this to the P1s.
He's eventually just waiting for him to say something. It's got to be a... oh, my God.
That's probably the best one so far.
Oh, wow.
Everything's going fine, and then...
He's eventually just waiting for him to say something. It's got to be a... oh, my God.
It's probably different in person because he's a massive human.
Right.
And when to see his voice go
right.
like that.
Right. Let's flip over to an intro to Mike's Mind.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You think you get a lot of support on the hard line if you have one kind of a vocal miscue?
Thank you. Thank you.
Jeez. Ultimate dog pile.
Coming in hot.
I think it's just the hard line.
No,
makes
it's not.
Fun of people for doing that.
It's not.
Everybody's mean.
Yeah, I'm surprised I haven't really just been getting killed today on the onlines. People have been pretty cool. Let's flip over to a couple Corbys. Mino has these. Corby already has high, somewhat funny voice, so when his voice cracks, it's even better. You can just fire some off, Mino.
Les Miles. Hard. You have Optimus Klein. Reality. Because, you know, they're right down the road. Excuse me. Touchdown pass.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, they did.
Let me hear that touchdown pass again.
Touchdown pass.
Okay.
I want Les Miles.
That happens, though. That happens
it does.
To me.
Les Miles.
I had to do the 5-minute ticker when I filled in on the Musers the other day, and right out of the 5-minute ticker, they wanted to talk to me about, like, Meet Julie or whatever, and by the end of it, I sounded just like that. Like, your voice literally goes away.
Yeah, it's too much talking. Too much.
And I'm new to this radio thing. I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to do about this roadblock in my career?
Yeah, there's never a time on the fishing show where you have to speak for 10 straight minutes.
Right, or Stars Live where I got a whole, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so Bob came in here one time and was absolutely in a bad way, and he gave us a couple of gems that we've played over and over.
The Mavs. Chandler Parsons. Le'Veon Bell.
That one.
Le'Veon Bell.
I've never heard Le'Veon Bell's name again without thinking of Bob.
Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell.
I do that all the time with the Cavs.
Yeah.
The Cavs.
The Mavs. The Cavs. The Mavs. All right. So once upon a time, there was a bad radio ticket tickerman named Jimmy the St. Christopher. How long would you say he was in your employ?
Oh, I don't know. A few years till Susquehanna sold us.
Okay. And I think this might have been when I started listening to the show, was when Jimmy was still your ticker guy. And you may know him from the Bill Wyman interview, which maybe we need to review that at some point.
All right.
Bill Wyman documentary that was scheduled for this year, I believe, has been shelved as people start to really think hard about the fact that he met his wife when she was 13 and he was 42.
Well, you know,
Bill Wyman is not
different time,
not
different day.
Yeah, it was like 25 years ago.
Ooh,
it wasn't the 1800s. But Jimmy the Saint, there's several. Yeah, that was a good one. See, it's better. He had several voice crack moments, but this is the one that I replay in my head over and over and over. And you want to talk about fighting through for the P1.
That is the Ticket Ticker, a service of Inside Edition. Deborah Norvold's exclusive interview with a woman bike rider attacked by a mountain lion continues. How she got away. Only on Inside Edition.
Hi, this is Len Barker from Cleveland, Ohio.
No sign off.
That is fighting through it. Yeah. Making sure the number one thing in radio,
right,
is let's make sure the sponsors get their due.
Right. And the
you can mess up all the stories you want, Julie, but don't mess up the sponsor read. That's the one that counts.
And the tag for that sponsor read was that he had to get only on Inside Edition.
Right. They might not have paid.
After that point, he pulls the ripcord. He doesn't give you a, I'm Jimmy Christopher, you're listening to Sports Radio 1310, the ticket, turn it up to whatever. He just bails. I also, the copy at the beginning is insane. Deborah Norville, part two of her interview with the woman who was attacked by a mountain lion.
That is the Ticket Ticker, a service of Inside Edition. Deborah Norvold's exclusive interview with a woman bike rider attacked by a mountain lion continues. How she got away. Only on Inside Edition.
Hi, this is Len Barker
from
Cleveland,
awesome.
Ohio.
And that
I
is...
I can't tell you how often I just go... Only on Inside Edition.
That's awesome.
Only on Inside Edition.
All right, it's Court Till 3. This is a ticket.